Thank you for tuning into Diaries of a Dom, plus questions answered for my Hypnosis Wednesday, written and spoken by me, Chastity Queen. Before the hypnosis begins, don't forget to subscribe to my OnlyFans under Chastity Queen, where I have over 7,000 photos and over 700 videos to enjoy, and more content coming often. And if you want a fantastic chastity device or a high-quality, genuine leather strap-on, go to lockedinlust.com for the vice or for the crotch rocket strap-on and use my premium 15% off discount code ChastityQueen. You can also follow me on Twitter at ChastityQueen at Queen of Lockup, where I post updates, pictures, and polls for you to engage in. Please also follow me on FetLife under Chastity-Queen, where I welcome friend requests and followers as well. In today's hypnosis session, I will focus on emasculation through small penis humiliation and chastity with some feminization involved. But before we begin, I want to assure you that you will be fully aware of my voice and my training methods, and you will remember everything that happens during the hypnosis session. You will not be made to do anything under hypnosis that you do not want to do. First, take all of your attention off of every outside element in your life. Your job, your house, your car, your schedule, or where you need to be. None of that matters right now. Time is stopping as I speak. Nothing else matters right now. Empty your mind and open your body to me. Strip off every piece of man clothing that you might be wearing, including your socks. I want you naked. As you lay naked, every inch of your body is starting to release and relax. I will start at the tip of your toes. I want you to move them around and stretch all of the tension out of each one of your toes and allow it to escape and sink into the surfaces below your feet. Picture the carpet and picture the bedrock beneath the surface of the floor. And watch that tension drain from your toes to the ground and see it saturate and sink into the bedrock to never return. Now, move your ankles in a circular motion as you release more tension and replace it with calm relaxation. You can feel your breath moving in and out of your body, in through the nose, and out through your mouth, as you continue to feel your legs and knees relax and release. Relax and release as your feet are now floating and feeling lighter than a feather. Your stomach is no longer tight and tense. You let it rest as it wants to rest, and you relax as the rest of your body gives in to my voice. I am draining all of your stress and tension into the depths of the earth and into the bedrock. You have no worries at this very moment. Any worry is far, far away. Your chest feels open, and your breathing opens it up further with each breath that you take. Lift your shoulders up to your ears, nice and high, and then release. And lift them again, and release them again, as all of your tension disappears. Your neck now feels loose, and you move your head from side to side to express any remaining pain and tension out of your body's energy field. You squeeze your face muscles with three exaggerated fake smile motions to release the expectations of society and laugh in the face of stress, because stress is gone. Your body is fully relaxed, and now I will take your mind on a journey of my choosing. You are simply sitting in the passenger side of my car now. I am driving you into a state of utter calm, euphoria, and relaxation. Nothing else matters, only my voice. You are far too weak to fight this. You want to give in to see where it will take you. Relax, my dear. I am in charge of you now, completely in charge. Follow me into a different world, my world. I know what is best for you. I am a woman, and you are a mere man, a man with a small penis who desires to please me because I am your female dominant. Females are far superior to men in every single way. Everything we do far surpasses what a man can ever do. You agree with me wholeheartedly. Shake your head. I can see it. Yes. 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 Whisper it from your mouth as you breathe slowly out of your mouth. Yes. 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 Women are superior. Women are superior. Yes. Now breathe. Whisper it from your mouth because you know it is true. Women are superior and men are inferior. Women are superior and men are inferior. You know what I say is true. You believe in female supremacy so much, and you want to submit to that supremacy, that I will now be training you to become my girl, and I will be turning you into a woman so that I can help you realize this truth. Women are superior beings, and men are inferior to them. I will transform you into a sissy maid, because men who are sissy maids are meant to serve their superior female dominance. Sissy maids should always be locked in chastity for their queen, for their mistress, for their goddess, for their dom. Hard-ons are not allowed when serving a female superior. Your only job is to please your queen. You will shed any shred of male selfish desire. Your job is only to please me. Yes. Yes. Breathe. Whisper it from your mouth because you know it is true. Women are superior and men are inferior. Now that I have you locked and your little penis is in its rightful place, under that lock and key, in chastity, I have put your keys on my necklace, and I've now laid out some items on the bed for you to put on, my little sissy maid. I am so excited to see you finally say goodbye to your manhood in exchange for my vision, where all men will be serving women's needs only. Men worship women without question. Women are in control. I am in control. Your body is mine to dress, and you will do everything I ask of you. You obey me now. Your role is to serve. Now, repeat after me. I serve the needs of the queen. Women are superior. And breathe. Now, look at that bed. What lays on it are white, sheer nylon thigh highs, a hot pink garter belt to hold those innocent-looking white nylons up, a vintage white satin bullet bra in triple D, and breast forms that fit you perfectly when put into that 1950s-style bra. Because you are now my little submissive wifey, aren't you? Beside your bra and your boobs, I placed a pair of crotchless white lace panties and a super frilly white crinoline. I want you to wear that under your sexy latex sissy-made uniform that I chose in a hot pink with white trim and matching latex gloves in white and a matching white latex apron. I chose a candy floss pink wig put into cute little pigtails with two crisp pink satin ribbons on each pigtail tied into cute bows and 10-inch platform high heels to really lift and accentuate your sissy ass when you bend over to clean my toilets. And I have a lot of toilets to clean, my sweet sissy wifey. I chose latex so it can be wiped off. If you get any mess splashing up on your pretty dress from cleaning, I can't have you dirty when you serve me elsewhere. A sissy maid must look clean and be clean because their job is to clean. I will say that again. A sissy maid must look clean and be clean because their job is to clean. Yes. Breathe again. Say yes, whisper it from your mouth because you know it is true. Women are superior and men are inferior. Women are superior and men inferior. It doesn't matter anyway. You are no longer a man. I want you to dress up for me now. I want you to put on that bra and boob, sissy. You can feel your chastity cage straining as you put each arm into that bra and fasten it shut on your body, and then grab the breasts and slip those gorgeous boobs against your chest. Your bra feels so snug with the boobs inside of it. Now, pick up those slutty crotchless panties and put one leg in after the other. Feel your chastity cage fall between your legs as you pull the sides of the panties up on your now very girly hips. Your hips want to gyrate. You feel super horny right now, don't you? Putting on lingerie is so erotic. Now, grab the nylons as you slip your feet and your legs into your thigh highs. You have an even harder clitty now. You see, you need chastity because your dicklet is too weak to be free. Pull on your garter belt now and attach your thigh highs to it. Wow, you look like such a woman now. A slutty, sexy woman ready to be fucked by my strap-on. But not yet. You must fulfill your duties and do your chores before I even consider rewarding you. So on with your sissy maid dress, but please be careful. You don't want to rip the latex. Come over to your queen. Let me zip you up. Turn around, sissy. Let me look at you. You look so nice. Now for the crinoline and the wig. the gloves and the heels. Put those on, sissy girl. I need you to look just perfect. There was one thing left on the bed, and it was shining up at Sissy. Now, bend over on the bed, Sissy, face down. And your legs strained with the height of the heels as I grab the shiny object and shove it fast, hard, and deeply inside of your sissy pussy with only some spit from my mouth to make the journey a little less painful. Now, tell your queen how grateful you are for this sissy pussy training. Thank you, queen. I want to be trained. In the hallway outside of the bedroom, I walked over to the broom closet and pulled out a bin with everything a sissy would ever need to clean bathrooms, and I placed it on the floor. This house has 4 bathrooms, so, sissy, you have your work cut out for you. The butt plug was making walking more challenging. It was a huge plug, and the heels made it even harder to walk straight. This is all part of your training to be the best sissy maid you can be for me. Now, curtsy your superior and pick up your cleaning bucket. Doesn't it feel great to be dressed up for your queen? So good, queen. Thank you, queen. It feels so good to make you happy. I follow you to the first bathroom with my crop in hand and watch quietly as you begin your duties. I'm waiting for a chance to correct you and discipline you. Discipline is the only way to train a man out of his prideful, masculine ways. Corporal punishment thrills me. I love to crop an ass, and I know that men need to have their ego punished out of them. The more I punish, the closer you become to realizing your place underneath me as a submissive servant who worships female supremacy. Oh, you missed a spot, sissy. I'm sorry, queen. Come over to the counter, bend over, and lift your sissy maid skirt. I will be watching your every move, and if you miss a spot, you will get 2 strikes for each infraction. I take the crop and give sissy 2 strong hits on her exposed ass. And remember, you will always thank me for discipline. Oh, yes, queen. Thank you, queen. I will try harder. Your whole body quivers with the excitement of knowing that you are being trained by a dominant queen now. Breathe and say yes. Yes. Whisper it from your mouth. Yes, because you know it is true. Women are superior and men are inferior. Women superior, men inferior. Now, focus on the energy inside of your mind and your body. Your body is draped in sissy-made clothes, lingerie, pretty pink hair, and high heels. This feeling is so wonderful. Being feminized is so sexy, and all you want to do is obey and please women as you find yourself transformed for me, the queen. I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my sissy. Female domination is all you ever desire. You listen to me, and you want to obey. Being feminine feels so good, and serving a woman feels even better. You are my lesbian lover now. Breathe. Say, I want to be your lesbian lover. Once you finish your chores, you will be expected to show your gratitude by pleasing me with a striptease. You will take off your latex sissy maid dress and keep on your sexy lingerie and do everything that I ask of you in my bedroom. I will sit on your face and make you lick and suck my pussy until I cover you in my pussy juices. Doesn't it feel good to serve a woman? Being a lesbian is all you wish to be now. You will wear whatever I lay out for you, and you will dress up when I command it. You will clean my toilets, and you will never use your clitty again, because you will be permanently locked in chastity, and serve me with your hands and your tongue. You will serve me as my personal sex doll, using dildos because only those can satisfy me. You are too small and permanently caged, and you accept your place under me. You are my lesbian lover now. You are breathing and accepting your new life as you feel completely relaxed and in a state of sexual excitement unlike any other that you've ever experienced as a mere man. Your legs feel like jello, and your clitty is harder than it has ever been before. Being sissified and feminized by me is so kinky and makes you so horny. Being held in chaste captivity as the queen's lesbian lover is absolute euphoria. Being masculine is no longer thrilling. Women are superior. Yes. 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 When I count to five, you will be wide awake, feeling good. One. You're beginning to come back. Two. Feel the energy start flowing through your body. Three. Moving your fingers and moving your toes. Do it again. Move your fingers and your toes. You feel more and more awake now. Feel the energy running through your body more now. Four. Breathe in wakeful energy. That's right, breathe it in, clearing your head, balancing your energies, feeling wonderful in every single way. Five, open your eyes, fully coming back, fully back, wide awake. That's right, you're wide awake. Thank you for listening to my Hypno Wednesday. I really appreciate you doing so.